The playground and classroom should be areas of learning and development. But on more than 7,000 occasions in England last year, there were incidents of violence deemed so serious that the police were called in. The figures, say the Conservative Party who obtained them, are alarming and just the tip of the iceberg.
Teachers don't call out the police for minor incidents. These are very serious incidents being faced by the school. And they are indicative of a more severe behavioural issue in our schools as a whole that really does have to be tackled if we're to raise academic standards in schools.
The National Union of Teachers insists that it's a minority causing serious problems in schools and also argues that the figures reflect an improved relationship between schools and the police.
Now head teachers can feel confident that they can call up the local policeman, the local police station, if they have a problem with a third party, a parent coming in and threatening them, if there's someone that's come over the fence, for example, if there's a gang at the school gate.
The Conservatives say that they aren't suggesting that schools are entirely empty of discipline, but they do believe that the figures would have been higher if all police forces had responded. Teaching bodies have accused them of scaremongering. The government has rejected the Conservatives' claims and said that the overwhelming majority of schools are a safe and suitable environment for children to study and play. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News.